It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Middle Children. Gorgeous.
Okay, so we're coming a week late and a dollar short because I'm also recording differently. It's not gonna, if it doesn't sound great. It's because I am volunteering in the Himalayan mountains saving sheep.
Okay, so anyone who has anything to say, bah, bah to you.
And I bet you wear Ugg boots.
I bet you do.
So I'm actually saving the Ugg boot sheep.
That's really impressive. And I don't know if you know, because of the shortage, that's why the Uggs now are so short. They're short little Ugg boots, as if to say...
People think that Ugg boots are sheep's wool, but in fact, they're sheep's skin, which means the sheep is dying for those Ugg boots.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What?
Like,
no. Well, let me double check this.
I'm 99% sure.
That's like wearing animal fur is wearing Ugg boots? This can't be true. No.
Why is Ugg not cruelty-free?
Oh, no.
The sheepskin used in Ugg products come from farmers who raise sheep primarily for food. So they say that they're cruelty-free because the sheep are going to die anyway.
Right.
So I guess it's better than just killing them.
Right.
Do I believe it? No.
I'm not certain. I don't believe any company that's profiting. Okay? That's the truth.
Aside from sheep, the hides Ugg sources are never derived from endangered or vulnerable species. Like, who cares? This means we never use exotic skins, domestic or feral cats and dogs. And so literally, yeah, they're dead sheep. Isn't that crazy?
That's really, really crazy.
So if you ever see a vegan in Ugg boots,
walk the other way and say, you're a fake vegan. Wow, I'm upset. All right, well, to start the day off that way, thank you for saving the sheep, because you know what? Ugg's not doing it.
Oh, I forgot I'm supposed to be in the Himalayas.
Yeah, you're in the Himalayas. Ooh, kombucha?
I'm in the Himalayas. This is what they serve.
I love that. I love kombucha. Also because I got back and immediately my throat closed up and I started to feel sick. And I said, I swear to God, if I get sick, I'll kill everybody. That's a promise.
Do you get allergies?
Yes, right when the seasons change.
I got Flonase. Let me tell you, life changer.
Really? Is that the one you shoot up your nose?
Yeah, but it's not like a nasal, like it's a nasal spray, but it's not like a nasal spray like other, like it's an allergy medicine. So you're supposed to just do it like every morning regardless.
Wow.
But it really has
changed your life.
Helped tremendously.
Okay, I might have to do it because, yeah, right now, I mean, I took Mucinex, mucus.
Because I get such bad, yeah, like my nose gets like stuffy where I like can't breathe out of my nose.
Yeah, that's no one likes that. I've been getting a lot of nosebleeds as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that could be from your severe drug addiction.
Well, that could be from the cocaine. You're right about that. But
That's what she was really doing in Florida.
Yeah, in Florida, I was skiing on some slopes that I like to call cocaina. So there's that.
One time I was at a party and this girl was like, you want to go skiing? And I was like, what? And she's like, I'm about to go ski. Do you want to? And I was like, when are you going to skiing? It's July.
Like out back?
And she literally was like, no, like, and I still was like, I
would have never gotten that.
I'm also like, I've never actually heard someone.
No, say that.
Say that. It was at DCM.
One of my best friends from growing up, it was from DCM, I'm crying, at improv festival, of course. One of my best friends growing up told me about this date she went on where this guy at the table was like, do you like Coke? And she was literally like, started
I'm
talking
more of a
about
Pepsi girl.
Yeah, she was like, I normally don't really drink soda. And then he was like, no, like cocaine. She was like, oh, also no. If you don't drink Coca-Cola, you're not snorting Coke.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. But God bless her, I said, nobody is as great as you.
Although I actually do know a lot of Cokie people that are like, I drink vodka sodas because it's the lowest in calories. And then
that makes sense, actually.
Remind me that when we're done recording, I have to play you a song. Because okay. There's this like new musical and the song from it is
To Die.
So iconic.
I have to see a musical like next month. Like I need inspiration. Maybe this month. I actually don't know what I'm waiting for. So
I don't know if like go. I heard the musical itself isn't that good, but the song is
so
iconic.
Good.
I'll post it. We're also going to post this on the Patreon because of the video. So I'll include the.
Okay, perfect. Link there.
But speaking of shows, I think that we should do.
Let's put on a show. Okay.
A Hallmarky.
It is time for a Hallmark because a lot of you have been messaging saying, do you guys just not do Hallmarks anymore? Like absolute whores. And the answer is we do it when we feel it. We can't talk about love if we're feeling like death. Do you understand?
Yeah. And ironically, though, at least for me, I'm like, sometimes when I'm feeling really deathy, that's when I want to do the Hallmark because I want to live a different life.
That's true. So right now we're
sometimes
actually both
when we're
alone.
Doing the Hallmark, we're both really depressed. So just remember that.
You never know how we are emotionally, and you will never know.
And nobody ever
that?
Has.
Nobody has ever known. So there's that.
What was the Hallmark we did not that long ago where we were like, this is great. We could do like series of this.
Oh, was it the chicken?
I don't remember.
Chicken story? Or was it the witch?
I guess if I don't remember what it was, I'm not going to remember any details.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true.
No, it was. It was the witches.
The witch. The warlocks.
Put them in different scenarios.
Right. The witches, yes. The fashion witches who had the cape of disco balls.
Yes.
The disco cape.
And so
but I do remember no details.
What? Okay. We're going to give it firm details.
Yeah, right now. Okay.
Right now. I'm literally picking up my notepad.
Oh, my God. I love that. So we'll remember it.
So it was, let's call it Witches of Waverly Place.
Yeah. The Witches of Warlock.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Okay. The
That's
Witches.
That's like saying the Women of Men.
The Witches of the West Village.
Which is a, well, let's come up with the fake world that they live in. Because remember, they have to like go, they live in like this witch world, but then they go to, well, I guess they could just be witches that live in
the Witches of Jigsaw.
Of Jigsaw?
I actually thought that was funny.
That's the killer in.
Oh, Saw. I was just thinking of a puzzle.
Let's do Witches of
Puzzleton.
Why are you stuck on the puzzle?
I don't know. Kind of magical.
Let's do like Witches of like a small like a Hallmark town.
Oh, okay, I like that. The Witches of Crownbrook. I don't know.
Of Salem by the Sea. It's a small
Love it. The Witches of Salem by the Sea.
Witches of Sea Salem. That way it just sounds like a different town.
Oh, I like that. Of Sea Salem.
And then people will be like, see Salem. So all the details of Salem are present, but also are the details of a small seaside village.
I love that. You don't know what's going on at any given point.
I feel like, what was your name? Like Claudia?
Yeah, that feels right.
Claudia, what's the last name? Let's think. You guys are really, this is a special episode. This is like a behind the scenes episode.
Yeah, this is like.
We don't do this for any other episode, but the fact that we're building
a universe, that's cool. That's cool, you guys.
Then I feel like we can take Claudia and take her
to other dimensions. Claudia DeVille.
Claudia, let's be siblings so we have the same last name.
I like that. Okay.
Claudia and Claude.
I love Claude. My dad, quick side note, my dad used to when it was bath time in my house, I'm talking like four below, my dad would put on bubbles on his face to make like a beard and a mustache, and he became Claude. And we would like take a bath and be like, Claude, Claude, Claude. And I remember my parents being like, no one's ever cheered for a Claude in their life. Like,
and now we're cheering for Claude.
And we were cheering for Claude.
Should we go with something else? Is it going to be too tarnishing?
No, I'm okay with it. Or, yeah, I like Claude.
I could be, let's be Claudia Cliff? And Claudette.
Claudette?
Claudia and Cliffy.
Oh, Cliffy. That's so cute.
Yeah, I was going to make myself a woman.
Oh, okay.
But I won't. Let's be Claudia and Cliffy Claudington.
Right. I love that.
Or Claudia and Cliffy
Van Hufferton.
Van Huffington.
Okay, wait. How about you be Claudia this episode and I'll be Cliffy?
Well, I feel like...
No. If you wanted to switch.
No, let's just leave me as my gender neutral character as always.
Okay, great.
I rely too heavily on gay jokes to be a woman in this.
I was like, I've got gay jokes up my sleeve.
Okay, so let's do the Witches of Sea Salem take.
Oh, yeah, take.
Witches of Sea Salem and the story of the Spring Line.
Of the Spring Line? This reminds me of like Mary Kay and Ashley. I can't wait.
Because we work in fashion.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the Spring Line. This is like a great Easter movie.
Because the last time it was a fashion piece for the holidays.
Right, right.
Remember,
right.
They were getting the Millennium dress.
That's right, yes.
And this year they need, or this story. So we open on Claudia and Cliffy Van Huffington. We're in the amazing skyscraping offices of Sea Salem, which is kind of, for all intents and purposes, exactly like New York City.
Yeah.
Only
but by the sea.
There's sea by New York City.
Sure.
You know that, right?
Everybody knows that. Brighton Beach, you know.
If you could, you living in Queens actually could really walk to the beach probably in like 2-3 hours.
I don't know who would ever do that to themselves, but absolutely.
So it's by the beach, obviously, but we're more inland, like the Manhattan area of Sea Salem,
right?
Because we don't really thrive in small towns, obviously.
We simply don't.
But the thing is, spring has sprung. And we're in the conference room because there's going to be a photo shoot.
Oh, good.
A very important photo shoot called Spring Has Sprung. And it is going to be, the cover of the magazine because we work in fashion. And so it's going to be on the cover of the Vogue of Sea Salem. And so that's what it is there's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Who should the celebrity be?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens is finally going to grace the cover of Vogue.
Yes.
And we are dressing her.
Yes.
And it's springtime.
Ooh.
And we're pitching ideas. Cynthia says, what if we go all black, making a play on spring? And I say, Anna Wintour famously would not do that because she says she would never wear all black ever. And Cynthia's like, well, I know, but that's why it's so like, because we're the Witches of Sea Salem, it's spring, we could do like maybe a big, beautiful, cheery dress and then dye it all black.
Right, right, right.
And so we say, Cynthia, yes, we want to do that. Go get the black dye. And then when she brings it back, we threaten to drown her in it for coming up with such a stupid idea. We say, this is a spring cover and you want to do all blacks? How about we just draw a witch with a broom and put that on the cover? Let's go for the most obvious thing possible. And she says, well, Claudia was suggesting tying Easter eggs into a dress.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, obviously that's dumb too, because it's a we can't really go religious.
I don't think it's good to go religious because Passover is famously around the same time.
But
and we're not
going to
put matzah on dresses.
And I say, speaking of Passover.
Okay.
And Easter. What do we have in common? We have Easter eggs.
Oh.
We have
matzah
blue
soup.
Is often a color associated with Judaism.
Absolutely.
Blue eggs. What has a blue egg? Robins. Robins lay beautiful blue eggs. What if we make a full ensemble out of crushed robin egg?
That's stunning.
And of course, Cynthia brings up the fact that where are you going to get hundreds of robin eggs? You're going to have to literally, they don't sell them. It's, they're only babies in there. And so to crush the robin eggs, you're going to have baby robins. And
wow.
I go, well, Cynthia.
Yeah, wait a second.
Seeing as you're the dumbest woman on
Earth. If that's even your real name. Yeah.
Why don't we just go when they're hatching and we can get them.
Collect them post.
Famously, you've ever find a robin egg on the ground? I have found plenty of robin egg while walking on the ground around here. Me, Chris, not Cliffy.
Right, in the Himalayas.
But they do.
You know.
They fall out of the nest. They throw them out of the nest when they don't
they
need
throw
them.
Right
so, so I go, why don't you do some research and find out where all the
hatchings.
Robins are, the hatching. And she's like, well, I happen to know I'm actually a bird expert.
Oh my God.
And I go, Cynthia,
shut up.
Why do you keep insisting on sharing your life experiences with us?
It's rude.
Here at work.
It's a place of work, not a place of home. Okay.
And she goes, well, you both have bedrooms here.
Yeah, because we work a lot.
Maybe you should try that, Cynthia, actually.
Yeah,
actually,
that would
it's
be great.
Weird that you don't sleep here.
It's super weird and uncomfortable. And legally, we can't tell you to, but the cot outside the bathroom is open.
There's a reason we got an extra small twin.
Exactly.
It's for you.
It's for you.
And she's like, okay, well, the robin hatchlings.
Yeah.
Happen mostly the biggest time of year in a town called Little Peaks.
Little Peaks.
Little Peaks. It's a small mountain town.
Mountain village, yeah.
In Idaho.
Idaho? I didn't even know her.
I said Idaho. I thought Cheetaho when I pointed at Cynthia. And we keep making jokes. That montage goes on for like 20 minutes. So.
25 minutes of just mountain peaks. I don't see any. I see concaves on her.
So the only thing that's going to peak is your...
It's your pimple. Sorry to
levels.
Say. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so we do start losing it. And that's when the montage ends.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, okay, well, you have to be on the first flight.
To what?
To Little Peaks.
And to Little Peaks. Oh my.
Why are we going?
Wait a second.
And I'm like, would you ask the president to mow the White House lawn? I'm not going to collect the
Little Peaks, Idaho. No, for shells.
And she's like, well, it's like in the contract that no one at this company can do manual labor. You made sure to put that in the contract. And so the only people that won't be breaking contract are you two.
Oh.
And I'm like, I think you're lying, but I also don't want to read
too much
into contract.
It. Yeah.
Because I don't know which is worse, reading a whole contract I remember putting literally the whole Declaration of Independence in there just to fill up space.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we put double in there, I think. It went to Declaration of Independence from a couple of different countries.
We had some excerpts from Harry Potter, I think, that we copy and pasted in there as well, just to give it some beef.
Yeah, I think I took the PDF script. I actually found and downloaded the Dumb and Dumber PDF script and put that.
Perfect.
Put that in there as well and made people sign off.
Sign off on that. A lot of exposition in that movie. Yeah.
So, and she's like, okay, well, then you better get on that plane because hatching season is right now, tomorrow.
Oh my God.
And so we go, oh my God, well, how many robin eggs are we going to need?
Right.
And so we decide we're going to figure that out on the plane. So that's where we cut to montage. We're on a plane. Obviously, we're drinking. We don't take our usual downers. Instead, we take uppers. And because we're on a private plane, we're sitting at the table. We are drawing. We're doodling. We're coming up with different dress ideas.
Yes.
We're putting things on a board, playing with muslin that we're going to, you know, have to put, you know, this season on Project Runway.
Wow.
And so as we start to land, we're like, okay, so this is what it's going to be. And so it's this beautiful dress.
Oh.
You know, we thought maybe let's do a jumpsuit. We thought Vanessa Hudgens, she's young, she's
so
hip.
So young.
If we do a high-waisted jumpsuit, a wedding jumpsuit, if you will, spring season, wedding season, we can play things in, give her maybe a big headpiece with feathers.
I love that. Oh.
In the prototype we make with chicken eggs that we broke and brought with us.
Wow.
The pants, the rubbing of the pants, it just wasn't really.
That's, yeah.
And I did say, I did mention, this is also because it's not just the cover. It's also like
the reveal of the red carpet.
There's a red carpet too. Yeah, she has to walk down a runway. There needed to be a reason she was walking in it.
Exactly.
And so I go, you know what I love on a dress walking down a runway?
Couldn't guess.
Drama. So we say, let's just go in our classic, one of our classic silhouettes, which is cut, you know, strapless. Vanessa Hudgens has a nice pair of knockers. She'll be able to keep it up. You know, but like they come to a fun point.
The peak.
But like a dramatic peak, and then obviously into a billowing gown with lots of tulle underneath. So it's very Gone with the Wind vibes, completely covered in the crushed pastel blue robin eggs.
Right.
And diamond necklace.
Wow.
Bird hat.
Bird.
Which we'll talk about. And so we deboard the plane. Do you want to take over?
We deboard the plane, you know, with what looks like an architect's notebook because we're sketching and drawing furiously on the flight. Get off the airplane. We're on the mat. It's windy. And one of our sheets of the paper that we were drawing blows away. And I go, oh, and you go, no. And we're watching it tumble. And then it hits a foot, a leg, if you will. And it's a close-up shot where you see what I would consider a very masculine hand. Pick it up.
I love the juxtaposition of that and the baby blue on the paper.
Yeah, it's like baby blue and then just this really strong but gentle hand sort of roll it gently and sort of pick up this paper. And we the camera in this moment, we follow the paper up. And we've got some work boots. We've got a dark jean. We've got a belt. We've got a gray kind of open sweater with a white t-shirt. It's so basic and plain and so simple and subtle.
Sorry, guys. If you were watching, if you're watching on the Patreon, I did just turn the camera onto my dog for several seconds, and it was funny.
Onto Ollie.
Otis. Is his name.
Why do I call him Ollie?
I have no idea.
I always used to call my
friend.
Is that a cute nickname for it? Otis Ollie? Kind of? Ollie?
No. They don't really make
sense. What about Odie?
Yeah, I do call him that all the time.
Okay, why did I go Ollie?
I don't know.
Sorry, okay.
I used to always call my friend's dog that she had for literally like 10 years. And I would always be like, oh my God, hey Maggie. And she'd be like, her name is Zoe.
You know, I call Winnie and Rocket like Baba. That's like the first name. I like love to say to little any animal like, hi Baba. Like it's baby.
I would say Baba.
Yeah, Baba. Baba. Boo. So anyhow, Otis was on camera and he was looking at me and I thought he was really judging what I was saying. He was like, don't get too weird. So, but we travel up to the gray sweater that are kind of rolled up, strong forearms, strong hands, as you know, dark hair, beard. And this man is holding it and he goes, I think you dropped something. LOL. Walks on over and, I'm taken aback. You know, I'm really taken aback. He's like, you should be a little less clumsy and hold on to things. And I'm like,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is this man tall?
Sorry. Because at this moment,
I just want to make sure if I should be paying attention or if he should.
Yes. Yeah. At this moment, I myself, Claudia, I don't realize because I actually haven't stepped down yet onto the ground. So in my mind, I'm like, this is a short king who came over and really delivered, although he's got such a long torso. But when I do inevitably go to grab it and take a step down or two, this man is, I mean, I'm chest height. Chest height. So
How tall is that?
I'm 5'6". My eyes are a solid 2 below. So I'm hitting the 5'4" mark. And that means that you've got at least 5 inches, 5-ish inches up to shoulder, and then possibly another, you know, 3 to 4.
Oh, you know what? I just realized he's actually standing next to a street sign.
Oh.
Which are always 6'3", 6'2". Wow. It's one of the two, I think.
Yeah,
so,
he's smack dab.
He's right there.
On it.
Okay, got it. So he's 6'2", 6'3". He has found our paper.
Yeah, he's found our paper. And I noticed that... he hands it to me, but Cliffy, he's looking at you.
That's interesting.
And as he does that,
I would get upset,
of course you would.
My hard
disrespectful
work.
Really. And he says, maybe he should hold it. And I say, are you talking about Cliffy?
Why would he say that? That's weird.
I know. And he takes his hand out and he's like, Cliffy it is.
Yeah, Cliffy Van Huffington.
And I notice, and he gives a little smirk and he's like, oh, Van Huffington.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I think you designed my ring. And he's wearing like a little kind of like snake ring.
And I'm like, is that a wedding ring?
And he's like, no, it's a seductress ring.
Oh, what? And I say, like, I just remembered also that we do have magic powers.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm like, wait.
Yeah. And he says,
you mean
from your spring line 4 years ago where you guys had a snake and sluts themed?
And I go, oh. And I'm like, I turn to you and I'm like, the seductress ring can only be seen on someone of our world.
Oh my God. Okay, so now we know. Yeah, we might not be in Kansas anymore, but somebody else isn't in Kansas either.
Yeah.
And he's like, pleasure to meet your acquaintance, goes to tip his hat. It's an imaginary hat until it's a real hat. Okay, a little magic. That's a little magic for you. And he's
which,
like,
we appreciate. You would think because we can do it, we're not impressed by that.
No.
But that's our version of a dad joke.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And we're like, oh, oh, where did you grow up? We get into that. He's like, my family is, you know, heavy warlocks, etc. And I'm down here on a different sort of contract. He's like, well, what are you guys doing here?
We're here for the hatching season. And
yeah,
like, are you not the person who? And he's like,
oh,
I'm supposed to be picking you up. I own the hatchery.
And I say, hatch, hatch. It sounds like a match.
I say, hatch, hatch. Did I find my catch?
I say, hatch, hatch. Hey, Cliffy, could you close that latch?
I say, hatch, hatch. Where's Rachel Dratch? Because she was supposed to be in this movie.
Yes. I say, hatch, hatch. How many cookies? A batch? A batch of your finest.
Hatch, hatch. Welcome to Flatch, that show that was very briefly on, I think, CBS and was immediately canceled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, what? Okay. And we're like, that's our magic tricks.
Exactly. We're like, we have the gift of gab.
And then really I'm like, oh, and also this. And I like zap and like point at a light that's out and it just like erupts into beautiful flame.
Oh my God, I love that.
And he goes, I guess I'm not the only flamer.
Ah!
And you go, oh, great. Another fag hag week.
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Is magic and gay just synonymous?
And then that's when you hear someone be like, not always.
Oh, yeah. He's doing like a lean.
He's doing a lean and we're like, oh, my
not
God.
Not always.
And we're like, who the fuck are you? And that's when... What's the name of the guy we met?
The first guy's name is Rupert.
Ooh.
That's how you say it. Rupert. Woo.
Okay, so Rupert, and he's like, this is my brother, Phil, Cetaphil.
Yeah.
And we just call him Phil. And so, whatever. And we're like, wait, can you shapeshift or something? Like, where did you come from?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, I just flew in. You weren't paying attention.
Oh.
And they're like, we both work on the hatchery together. And we're like, oh, okay. And he's like, okay, you guys ready to go? And we're like, yeah, where's the ride?
Yeah, where's our
and
ride?
That's when they pull out their broomsticks. And we go, we don't actually stick.
I don't drive like, a stick.
We're city gals.
Yeah, we say we have one
banned,
motto.
It's banned there because one motto. Traffic.
We don't drive a trick and we don't fly a stick, okay?
And we do fuck one.
Yes.
And we both look at them. And they're like, no problem. And so they like do something with their stick and it does, it gets longer.
Okay.
And so then they throw us on the back.
Oh my God. They do actually come over and sort of just pick us up and carry us like babies and gently lower us into the seat.
And I go, I guess he is a magician.
And I go, this does feel like magic.
And he's like, no, that wasn't magic. We just work out.
Oh, I love that answer.
And so they take us to the hatchery and it's stunning.
It's hatching. Yeah, it's stunning. It
well,
really
you
is.
Know what? Actually, it's not because we're like, because for the purpose of the movie, there needs to be something that we overcome, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Everyone knows.
And
that.
So, you know what? There's no eggs. And we're like,
what?
Where are the eggs?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we have to tell you something.
What?
There used to be a third witch that worked here.
Uh-oh.
And we're like, oh, my God. And that's when...
We're like, coven drama.
Coven drama. And they're like, well... And that's when Rupert is like, well, not so much coven. And then Phil is like, she's also my now ex-wife.
Right.
And he's like, we actually bought the hatchery together. And, you know, people come from far and wide to see the robin's eggs we usually make. Because there's, you know, tons of them, as far as the eye can see. And people come to kind of lay in their mat, like, whatever. It's an Instagram thing.
Yeah,
and we're
yeah.
like, oh, totally. And he's like, we also have other things on the farm. It's not just robin things. That would be ridiculous. But it's a passion. And we're like, okay. And he's like, but to get in a more beautiful blue and to kind of guarantee that we would get the eggs, she did use a spell. And since she left, this is our first season without her. So they're supposed to be here tomorrow morning, but we don't know. We don't know how to get them. And so we cut to a montage.
Yeah.
Well, we're like, if we can make a dress out of liquid white wine for Naomi Campbell to walk down the runway at New York Fashion Week, I think we can figure this out.
Yeah, I think we can.
If we can make a neck piece out of a living moose.
Yeah.
Who didn't die, like who literally lived through the whole thing, did get hit by a car after the show. That was not our fault. Well, we shouldn't have let him go on Fifth Avenue, but still.
Jane Fonda was wearing him, and that's where Jane wanted to go.
And she ironically survived because he took the brunt.
Right. It was almost like a neck brace. Yeah.
We not only pushed fashion into the next time millennium, but we saved the life of Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda. Exactly. We also famously were the originators of taking that of floss and dentures and turned that into a corset weavery that had the texture of woven floss with that of dentures on top as if to crystallize. 100%. And one person said, my mouth dropped and so did my brain. Hey, those were the reviews famously worn by that of Patti LuPone.
Leah Remedy.
After she left the cult.
The King of Queens.
Yes.
Premiere.
Yes.
We've been working a long time.
A long time. You don't even understand us.
And so then that's when we look at each other. We wiggle our nose.
Like Bewitched.
Exactly. And then we cut into a montage of us working hard, looking through spell books, testing different spells. Things are happening. And obviously flirting is happening as well.
Yeah, there's a little flirting.
And, you know, we get along well. Are things going to go all the way? Probably not, because these are long-term characters who are going to come back in. So we need to save some things. And it is a trilogy, is the thing. So this is just the first movie of a trilogy. And so we almost, there's a moment, okay, now the thing stops. And
the broom ride.
Not Rupert. Who's the other one? Oh. Well, no, we've been there the whole time. We've been at the hatchery.
Phil.
So you and Phil, you're like, well, I think we finally figured it out. You're like happy.
Okay, good.
And he's like, I think I finally figured it out too. But he's like looking into your eyes. And you're like, and then he's like, there's moment. You both are leaning in, right? You're leaning in. And then I interrupt. And I'm like, sorry, can I talk to Claudia? And he runs out and I'm like, oh my God, I think Rupert has a crush on me.
What?
And then you're like, what makes you say that?
Oh, what makes you say that?
And it just cuts to like a little quick scene of him fucking me in the room.
Absolutely. And you're like, there's just been subtle signs.
And I'm like, I don't know. He just said something during sex that made me think.
He was interested.
And I'm like, what's going on with you and Mr. Boring Pants?
And I say, it's been Snoozeville up until a few seconds ago where I literally thought our lips were going to have a quick little encounter.
Oh my God.
I know. So now I'm not sure if he thought there was something in my eye or something, or if he was longing to lip lock.
I bet he was longing to lip lock.
That feels right.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, but I meant like, what's going on with the spell?
Oh, the spell. The spell for the patching lanes.
And I'm like, oh my God, I knew you wouldn't get it. Fortunately, I did. And that's when we come out and you look and you go, oh, it's a sea. We're looking at a sea of nets with shells. And they are black.
What?
And you go,
that's not blue.
Cliffy. This is so dumb. If we wanted to do this, we could have just gone to Mood on 7th Avenue. We wouldn't have had to do all this and come up with a magic to get all these eggs. And I go,
yeah.
Excuse me, do you think that we just met yesterday? And that's when I go, Alakatranazana Papada. Hudabadubadachianipapada.
Oh.
Turn these boring eggs make me want no legs and blah, 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 blah. And I go, turn these eggs powder blue. And then yeah. Nothing happens.
Oh, God.
And you go, oh, my God, Cliffy. And that's when Rupert goes, now, and hits like he uses a wand. And
oh, then wow.
Everything turns to beautiful powder blue with a little gold sparkle. Robin eggs you've never seen before.
You can't even imagine them.
And you go, I think it's going to be a beautiful dress.
Yeah, I really do.
And that's when we smile. And then we pan up to the beautiful sky.
Okay.
We pan back down. We're at Spring Fashion Week.
Oh, okay.
We're sitting in the front row, obviously. Vanessa Hudgens is walking down the runway in the most beautiful robin's egg dress your eyes have ever seen.
My God.
And we're talking, and I'm like, I think it's one of the best things we've ever done. And then pan out a little bit more.
Yeah.
And sitting next to us in the front row are Rupert next to me, and of course,
Phil next to me. And right next to him is Jane Fonda, who is still just a big fan of ours.
And has moose antlers to...
As homage to...
As homage.
R.I.P. the moose that she wore that died.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then that's the end of the movie.
Because we all get married and have a great fashion show.
Tune in next week for Witches of Sea Salem take...
Go Down Under.
Go Down Under.
That could be fun. My Australian accent needs some work, so I know what I have to do.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Down Under. Nine. Well, all right.
Guys.
Okay, that's enough, guys.
That's the best we could do. That was a lot. Please remember, we're depressed.
Please remember, this is one of those times that we did the best we could, and sheep everywhere will thank us.
Okay, I'm saving lives.
Me too.
So until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
BTW, FYI, tap the banner ASAP to learn about Nexplanon, etanogestrel implant 68 milligrams radiopaque, or ask your HCP IRL. Visit Nexplanon.com RN. K-T-T-Y-L.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.